From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies stayed in the Rancho Sequoia area throughout the night, continuing their probe into the whereabouts of Alder Point homicide suspect Zachary Harrison. During the probe, deputies arrested three known associates of him. 34-year-old Marshall Ken of Redway, arrested on a felony warrant for violation of probation. 24-year-old Haley Williamson, cuffed on a felony warrant out of Trinity County for failure to appear in court. Also, 34-year-old Camille Steele of Sausalito, arrested on a misdemeanor warrant for driving on a suspended or revoked license. Harrison was reportedly spotted earlier this week as authorities took another associate into custody, but he ran off and could not be found. A drug bust in Hoopa. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies and Hoopa Valley Tribal Police serving a warrant at a residence on North Marshall Lane. Upon arriving there, they spotted 35-year-old Michelle Galen and Isaac McCovey, age 43. In addition to her felony warrant, Galen was wanted on a probation with a search clause. During a search of the residence, sheriff's deputies found heroin, cash, scales, and packaging materials. Galen arrested and booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility for her felony warrant in addition to fresh drug counts. McCovey was arrested and booked into the lockup for charges including possession of a controlled substance and violation of probation. The Humboldt County Office of Elections is looking for poll workers for the upcoming statewide direct primary election on June 5th. Poll workers open and close the polls, issue ballots, keep track of who was voted, and in some polling places where they have multiple precincts, serve as traffic directors guiding voters to the right precinct board. Poll workers earn a base stipend of $91 for serving as a clerk, $96 for serving as an inspector. The inspector is responsible for managing the polling place and picking up voting equipment prior to election day, as well as returning voting equipment, voting ballots, and other essential items to the Office of Elections on election night. City of Eureka and Humboldt Trails Council partnering on the Hikshari Volunteer Trail Stewards Program. The city recently completed the remaining phases of the waterfront trail and has worked with the Humboldt Trail Council to offer more volunteer opportunities. They're establishing two new volunteer trail stewards programs from Del Norte to C Street along the waterfront trail. A periodic volunteer efforts are being coordinated throughout each month. Around the Adorney Center, monthly volunteer efforts are also being coordinated on the third Saturday of each month. Saturday, April 21st, will be the first day of that new program. All volunteers do need to fill out Humboldt Trails Council paperwork and will be provided personal protective equipment, tools, and any necessary training. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.